This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever it is that you want to discuss. On the way, a Mennonite woman has been put in jail because she refuses to testify in a murder case. We'll explain what that's about. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. In fact, Matthew has been waiting patiently, calling us from, I don't know where this is, Matari? Where are you, Matthew? Hello? Matthew, going once. Matthew listening on YouTube, going twice. Sounds like somebody was there, so we're just going to put him back on hold. Maybe our board op can raise him, and we'll see what was going on there. Dave is calling us from New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark. My mom's boyfriend had stolen all of my porno DVDs when I was in the clink.
Wait, you were in the clink?
Yeah. Remember how my brother called you guys up? He just had to call you guys up, grab his mouth, and tell you, oh, I was in jail for blah, blah, this, something about a cam girl, whatever. It had nothing to do with a cam girl. So, while I was in the clink,
whoa, slow down, just hold your horses there. Let's see if we can understand the whole picture of what's been going on with you recently, Dave.
Did you say cam girl?
Cam girl. Okay, so
cam
Mark,
girl?
He did call recently, prior to this stint in jail, about a cam girl, which, of course, are women who take their clothes off and do whatever they are asked to do or paid to do on the internet, right? So Dave had a favorite cam girl who he wanted some attention from, and I guess she didn't really want to give him much attention. And so you're saying that your visit to jail didn't have to do with you harassing the cam girl?
Had nothing to do with a cam girl at all. But while I was in
What did it have to do with, though?
That's what everybody wants to know.
We can get to your stepdad stealing your porno DVDs, which, you know, sounds like an interesting story. But let's talk about why you ended up in the clink and for how long. What was the reason there?
I went in there on around Valentine's Day, and I got out on February 28th, which was my birthday. So happy! So it was a good, like, you know, birthday present getting out of the
clink. So you're going to see your boyfriend.
So wait a minute. So you went into jail around Valentine's Day. Were you looking for love in all the wrong places?
I mean, that's a bad place to look for love.
No. I went in there for aggravated harassment against some woman. I'm not going to mention her name or where she works at or whatever.
Does she happen to be a cam girl?
No. But,
oh, okay. Somebody else entirely.
But, you know,
aggravated harassment. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean somebody told you to stick it to somebody? No. Does aggravated harassment mean you were told to stop, you didn't stop, and then you, like, increased the level of harassment?
No, aggravated means a weapon.
A weapon?
Harassment's a threat.
Okay.
And a weapon, aggravated is a weapon. Right?
Well, I was basically saying some stuff towards a certain individual, you know, but... You know, and she took it, it went to a whole nother level, blah, blah, blah. And then I landed myself in jail. And then while I was there, my mom and her boyfriend came over to my apartment to clean it because because I'm on, like, you know, Section 8. I don't want to lose my Section 8. And then.
Wait a second. Hold on. Were you paying for the cam girl with your EBT card?
It had nothing to do with the cam girl, Mark.
That wasn't the question. There was another question. Have you ever used a cam girl?
No.
That is not true. Well, now define used, Mark.
Have you ever employed a cam girl to do things for you on a camera on the internet?
You probably can't afford that, but...
Asking the question.
Right. Okay. No, I have never, ever employed a cam girl to do stuff for me.
All right.
But you have looked...
Because I'd hate to think my tax dollars are going for this.
Dave, but you have looked at photos of that cam girl and perhaps free clips of a cam girl at some point in the past. You have observed a woman being naked on a camera on the internet, correct?
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with
any
cam girl at all.
No, she. What you're saying is the cam girl wasn't the victim in your case.
Right.
Who was the alleged victim?
I'm not going to say. I had already said that, but you guys were going on and on. But I'm not going to mention who the person was.
Okay, so you were your mom and
your stepdad?
So stepdad came to clean out your Section 8 apartment.
So wait, what are you saying? Are you saying that your apartment's messy and that you don't clean on your own?
I do clean, you know. I keep it kind of nice, whatever. But when they came over, they said, "Oh, it's kind of messy, blah blah blah, whatever." And they cleaned whatever, you know. They put stuff in certain places that I couldn't find, you know.
That's what always happens when people clean for you. You don't know where to put yourself. Stuff.
My winter clothes and so on, and you know, a whole bunch of stuff was missing and so on. And before I went to jail, I had a whole bunch of porno DVDs that were in like a box, whatever. And when I come home, they are missing.
Now, how do you know it was them? How do you know that somebody else didn't come in there and break in and take your porno DVDs?
Because when I was in jail, I saw my mom and her boyfriend, and you know, they came for a visit twice. And, you know, I wanted, you know, they said, "Oh, well, we need to get in the apartment to, you know, maybe clean or whatever or something. We need the key to get in the apartment." So, don't ask me. You know, I gave them my key to my apartment, and, you know, they came and they cleaned it and, you know, moved some stuff around and, you know, made it kind of nice because I have an inspection coming up. And,
so they,
you know,
made it kind of nice. So they did a good job cleaning your apartment.
Yeah, I've got to say this, Dave. First, Ian, I'm going to scold you. What you should have said, as soon as he said, "And they took all my porno DVDs," is you should have hung up and said, "I don't care," and moved on to the next caller. But, you know, going on, Dave.
Oh, but I think Dave's fascinating.
Dave is an interesting bird, there's no doubt.
Yeah, so I like to ask him questions.
There's no one feels bad for you. The fact is that pornography is, you know, so looked at so lowly.
They were classics from, like, you know, the 19, from like 20 years, like 1990.
Hold on. Now, you're claiming these are classic porn DVDs. So, without saying a title that you can't say on the radio, give us an example of one of what you consider to be the most classic discs in what was your collection.
My finger is hovering over the button.
No, one of them was called Mummy Raider. Tomb Raider.
Mummy?
Is it Mummy or Money?
Mummy, Mummy Raider, and another one was called Spider Babe, in reference to Spider Man.
Okay, now that's enough. We don't need, you know, to go off into deep into that particular territory. But I gotta say, I mean, I'm not a porn expert or anything like that. But I mean, there are some in the past that people have heard of, right? Like, what's the one? Marilyn Chambers was in, like, Behind the Green Door or something like that.
That would be definitely a classic.
The old Tracy Lords classic one from the 1980s where she was
mad.
In 16 or whatever.
Dave, you spent a good portion of your time mad, so I don't care.
Now, what I want to know is how do you know they stole your DVDs? Did they acknowledge, yes, we took these, we don't think you should have them, they're bad for you, Dave, or do you just believe they took them?
What really concerns me is that, you know, my brother had to call you guys up and blab his mouth saying something, because there was like a mobile app that says, oh, when someone goes to prison or jail, whatever, it pops up on your phone or something. He had the nerve to call you guys up saying, oh, zero time listener, first time caller, blah, blah, blah. But he had the nerve to call you guys up. I'm a little disconcerted about
it's
that.
It's a strange thing. I mean, I got to say, I mean, given that we've never actually talked to your brother before, I mean, we never really believe people when they call.
Dave, you've made yourself a character on this show, and you've called in regularly. People talk about you in the Amplifier Forum. I mean, you're...
He's interesting.
You're somebody that people talk about because you've called in a bunch. The fact that somebody would call in and give an update on your life, I don't think is that amazing. I understand it may not have been framed in the way that you would have liked it to have been framed.
How many DVDs
My advice
did you
to
lose?
You would be to stop shaking sticks at people and claiming that you're going to beat them about the head and shoulders with it.
Was that what the allegation was?
I'm just really upset that he had the nerve to call you guys
All
up
right.
and,
well, we
and
know
open
that
his
you're
mouth.
Just repeating yourself at this point, Dave. How many DVDs did you lose?
I lost a good portion, I would say about maybe 30 to 40. They were great classes. Look at the name.
Not all of them.
Monday,
they left some there?
Wells. The what?
They left some of them there. They took 100% of them. They took them all or leave some?
They took them all.
All right. There you go, Dave. You're going to have to rebuild your collection from scratch. Best of luck. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855.
This is why I got into the industry.
To have conversations with Dave.
Politics.
There's more coming up.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, Dave in New York waited a whole hour to tell us about his parents taking his porn DVDs from him, a supposedly grown man living in Section 8 housing.
He seems grown.
In New York. He looks grown.
Doesn't act grown.
No. So, if you want to join us, you can. You can take control of the airwaves here. Also, I want you to know about Zencash. It is a cryptocurrency created relatively recently, back in 2017, so it's one of the new kids on the block. But they've got some of the best technology, like zero-knowledge anonymity, and they're working on decentralized autonomous organizations to help govern the currency, which is something that was created by liberty-loving voluntarists. And they wrote voluntarism into the white paper because Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. You can find out more over at Zencash.com. Once again, that's Zencash.com, and you'll learn that there are over 7,000 secure nodes making up the Zencash network right now, which means it has one of the strongest blockchains out there in the world, and multiple language wallets. It's available for purchase on 6 or 7 exchanges, so they're doing very well for their first year out the gate. Go to Zencash.com to learn more about it and do your due diligence at Zencash.com. To the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Mike is listening in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're in Janesville listening to WCLO. Go ahead.
Yeah, brief little history. I'm the oldest of 15 children.
Wow.
And the first three were boys. I was circumcised, and the third was circumcised. Me, because my parents didn't know any better, and the third one because the doctor kind of pushed it. And the rest of the kids were all born at home, and they never did that. And I have 12 children. 8 of them are boys. When our first was born, the only one born in a hospital, after that all the rest were home births. Most of my siblings were also born at home. I, looking at her in the nursery, actually saw a circumcision.
Oh.
And
how old were you when you saw this happen?
I was 20 years old. We had our first child. Our daughter was born in the hospital. And I watched that, and I told my wife, I said, that will never happen to my kids. And we have had 8 boys, and not one has been circumcised. Now, I haven't had any issues that I know of, but at the same time, I wasn't going to put them through it. And of
fear mongering that we heard earlier in the show, for listeners just tuning in, we spent the first hour talking about circumcision. But some of the claims were that it increases the chance of a urinary tract infection due to, you know, not being cleanly enough with a newborn child, not washing well enough. Did you guys encounter any issues like that with any boys?
Never. We've never encountered that. Of course, now we are ones that also had all our kids at home except for our first. And so we did a lot of reading and we did a lot of studying and we did not go into this, you know, blind. And also I had some experiences being the oldest of 15 who all except for, let's see, I was born in the hospital and the third was born in the hospital. All the rest were born at home. So 13 of them were all born at home. So we've had some knowledge of a lot of things. So maybe we're a little bit different in the fact that we knew what to do. But none of my kids had a problem, and none of my siblings had problems with urinary tract infections.
All right.
The only one that we had even close to it was because he slammed his pee-pee in the toilet seat.
That can happen anyway.
Yeah.
But that's going to happen when you're young and you're standing at that level. But to think that there's that big of an issue, maybe there is an increased chance, but it's not hard to keep clean. And if they decide to later, now of my boys, I have, Andy, Alex, Nate.
It's got to be hard to keep track
Eric.
Of that many.
So I have five of my boys are married and they're still uncircumcised. They're
Did you just give up and start calling them by numbers at any point?
I actually know them all by name, and I know their birth dates and everything, all the kids. But
there you go. Hey,
yeah,
Mike, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the review, the personal experience. I know that I'm sure some of our listeners appreciate it, because I bet you there's parents out there right now who've been thinking about this and, you know, hearing from other folks that they don't know. There's some useful information out there, and I appreciate your time tonight.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM if you want to join us here.
I've only got one child, and if asked his birthday, I would have to...
You'd have to think about it?
You'd hear me say, because I would have to think about it. It's not like it's going to roll off my tongue when his birthday is. But then again, if asked what my birthday is, I'm probably going to do the same thing.
All right, let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David. On Skype.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
How you doing? First of all, the devil in Miss Jones, not to be confused with the devil and Miss Jones, which it's a parody of.
That's another classic porno, the devil in Miss Jones. Yep. Was that a 70s one?
Yeah. 73, yeah. I just read up on it while I was waiting. It's actually really funny. The other classics are Debbie Does Dallas and Behind the Green Door and Deep Throat.
That's another one.
And Caligula. But the only one that's really actually entertaining is The Devil in Miss Jones. It's worth looking at. And it's probably way more tame than most porn anyway. I wanted to share something, but at the end of it, if you're still interested, there are two sizable facts about circumcision.
Sizable.
And sizable. yes. Freudian slip there. And one on that female mutilation thing, if you're interested. But what I wanted to share is New Mexico is celebrating another regular occurrence. They're sending another one of their senators to prison this month. He's got a report of March, so he's got a few more days of freedom. And then
what's
he's
going
got
in for?
Half,
pardon? What's he going
he's
in
being for? Thrown, yeah, he's being thrown in for the same as, or similar to his predecessor. There was a predecessor, the Secretary of State, in 2000 and, was it, no, 2015, was sentenced to 30 days in prison for racketeering type activities. And then in 2009, the president of the Senate, Manny Aragon, he did 4.5 years for stealing $4 million from the taxpayers. This guy, Phil Griego, Senator Phil Griego, what he did was he arranged for, pushed real hard to get a law passed to allow the sale of a public building. And guess who was the realtor that got the $50,000 commission
His
on
wife.
The sale? No, him. He himself.
I'm glad that New Mexico is giving Illinois a run for most incarcerated politicians. I'm glad to see that happening. Interesting that it doesn't correlate in any way with a freer state, apparently, because Illinois is not even anywhere up
It just means that the corruption is so rife that they have to pick one off every now and then to make it look like they're doing something. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But the stories are entertaining as hell. Just the corruption just never ends when it comes to the state. There's more of it than you could possibly imagine. It's just that you don't ever find out about it because most of the media doesn't want to report on it because they don't want to lose their connections in the government. There's more on the way here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can dial toll free to join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Also, if you've got a libertarian business, or if you are a business person who is a libertarian and you would like to alert other liberty-minded people to the fact that you exist, so maybe they'll do business with you, you really ought to go and get yourself listed over at liberty.menu. It is not only a directory of liberty-oriented businesses, businesses run by libertarians, businesses run by voluntarists, by people who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. It also has event listings, and it has digital media listings. So whatever it is you're creating out there for a libertarian audience, whether they be customers or viewers or, you know, listeners or whatever, you can put it up over at liberty.menu. And if you are somebody who's looking to do business with other people who think like you, because why wouldn't you want to? Why wouldn't you want to give your business to somebody who actually agrees with you philosophically, politically, as opposed to somebody who doesn't or somebody you don't know? So anyway, go to liberty.menu, and you can find other liberty-oriented businesses through that system. Again, that's liberty.menu. It's super easy to use, and it's free. So really, there's no reason not to go and check it out. Once again, that's liberty.menu. As we continue here, Mark, you had a story that you wanted to share with us tonight about a Mennonite woman who is standing on principle and is refusing to participate in a murder trial without certain terms being met that she has demanded in order for her participation as a witness. And because those terms haven't been met, she's not going to participate, which means time to go to jail for her, apparently.
Yeah, this
What's
is
going on?
Religious Freedom Night here on Free Talk Live. In one circumstance, with circumcision, I do not support people's religious freedom to snip bits off of other people.
Without their consent.
Without their consent.
Yeah.
However, in this circumstance, I think I do support this lady. This is about as tough of a situation as it can get from the standpoint of somebody who believes in sort of very limited role of government. This, coming from the Washington Post, I feel like I'm having to choose between you and God. That's what Greta... I practiced this earlier. Lindenkretz, a 67-year-old Mennonite, told Arapahoe County, Colorado district judge on Wednesday after she was ordered to testify for the prosecution in a death penalty case or remain in jail for contempt of court.
Wow.
Lindenkretz had been behind bars since Monday as she spoke, wearing a jail jumpsuit and shackles on her arms. Supportive Mennonites sang hymns outside the courtroom. This is now me telling you directly, I'm ordering you to answer the questions, Judge Michelle Amico told Lindenkretz on court on Monday, according to the Colorado Independent. I don't want to do this, Miss Lindenkretz. All I want is to hear the truth. I'd have no problem saying the truth if death wasn't on the line, Lindenkretz responded from the witness stand. I don't believe in killing fellow human beings or participating in that.
Wow.
So,
good for her.
It's not clear as to whether her testimony is necessary for this conviction, but...
Well, apparently it's important because they're willing to throw her in the clink over it.
Is it?
They're acting like it's important. At the very least, they're acting as though their demands are important and that they
That's
shouldn't be
what
ignored.
It is. Okay. That's what it is. Remember, every order from the government is backed up by the death penalty. Because if you refuse vociferously long enough, if you use force of arms to defend yourself against people you believe are, going against your rights, they will kill you. So that's what this is.
If you use force of arms. Now, in her case, she's already in the prison cell, and the worst case for her, she'll die in the prison cell.
She's a woman who's refusing to answer in a murder trial because the death penalty is on the line.
Right, and so she has a religious objection.
Therefore, you can presume she's a relatively peaceful person.
Correct.
So taking her into custody wasn't some kind of brave maneuver by our boys in blue or anything like that. It's not like they took down a biker gang holding a bunch of children hostage in some kind of bombed out warehouse.
Yeah,
okay,
she's not Pablo Escobar.
No, I mean all they did was lock up a Mennonite lady. They could have put her on house arrest. They could have done anything they wanted to do, but...
Well, house arrest wouldn't be as likely to squeeze participation out of someone.
That's right? What this is about. We're not using jail here as a means of confinement to prevent somebody from running. This is a situation where they're using it as punishment, and that is kind of a different thing. Now, she was never convicted of...
All she's been charged with is contempt of court.
Contempt of court. There is no trial for contempt of court.
Right.
It's a power of the judge to simply incarcerate somebody.
And in a lot of cases, without any kind of check or balance on the judge for that. In some places, the judge only needs to explain himself if the sentence is longer than 6 months. So far, she's at a week.
Yeah. So we don't know if her testimony it doesn't appear to be particularly important in this case from what we're seeing here. It's sort of an appellate case, kind of they're bringing something back to trial.
Hmm.
But, it basically this just comes down to you will testify whether you like it or not. The prosecutors could take off the table if they wanted to the death penalty. They could put this person, life in prison, which is a pretty crappy sentence. As a matter of fact, I would argue that it is as crappy as the death penalty. If you spent years in prison, maybe you would know that years in prison really truly suck because you have no hope of ever getting out. Yes, you can watch some television now and then, if you don't mind people screaming in the same room as you are while you're trying to watch television. I mean, there's joy in prison is rather limited.
Well, I think her argument or her statement to the judge there really boils it down. I mean, ultimately, this is the state telling this woman, we are greater than God. We are more important than God, and what we say goes, and you do not have the ability to opt out, or else we're going to put you in a cage. I mean, that's ultimately what this really comes down to, is the state believes it is the highest authority, doesn't it?
This is, you know, directly contrary to her religious beliefs. These are not new religious beliefs. She didn't make these up on site. It's not like she's saying, you know, you shooting up heroin is part of my religion. She's saying what is clearly a faith that's held by the sort of the Mennonite religion. That this is, you know, the death penalty simply shouldn't be a role of the state. And asking her to participate in this circumstance
makes her part of
okay. makes her part of it all. So she was employed at one point as a investigator for a private investigator in the area. They investigated this guy who was, by the looks of things, may have done this killing. I don't know. I mean, I'm not there. I know this trial. It's not my job to figure out whether or not that's the case. But, she was employed to do this, to do the investigating, and now they want her to testify. And you've really got to ask yourself, is this an issue of religious freedom, or is it so important that the state gets what it wants in this circumstance? Think about the victims, you know, and that sort of thing.
I mean, this is clearly a religious freedom issue, and she should be free to make the choice to, in her case, she didn't say she wouldn't testify. I don't know if you mentioned this on the air, but she said that She said, I will testify if you take the death penalty off the table.
Right.
So she was trying to negotiate participation. It's not like she's willing to, or it's not like she's unwilling to participate across the board. She is willing to say what she knows. She just doesn't want to be part of putting somebody to death.
Right. So at this point, this person is already on death row.
Mm-hmm.
And he is appealing based on ineffectiveness of counsel.
Hmm.
He's saying that his counsel wasn't very... He's not saying he didn't do it. He's just saying his counsel wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked for the counsel, and she is being forced to testify in the circumstance, I presume, to show that the counsel was effective enough. And, you know, that would mean that the death penalty would stand. So it's not like they can't take the death penalty off the table in this circumstance, because it's not on the table. What's on the table is the conviction. One way or the other. So,
the toll-free number here, if you want to weigh in on your thoughts on religious freedom, should that preclude somebody from testifying under oath in trial, the toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. See, my view is first God, then man, then government. But the government thinks it's,
the other way around.
A little different. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, live Saturday edition of the program, and you are welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about a heroic lady who is a Mennonite, and she has very, very strong religious beliefs against the death penalty, against being involved in taking human life. And so she is refusing to testify in a court case where, and apparently it's an appeal court case, where the person who's already been sentenced is already on death row, but I guess whether or not she testifies could keep him there is the concern, and yeah, she doesn't want to be involved in that.
He's claiming insufficiency of counsel and ineffectiveness of counsel or something like that, and basically she was part of the counsel. She was working as for the private investigator that was working for the counsel.
Mm-hmm.
And if he is successful in his appeal, then he will get a new trial. I mean, you know, I'm only reading an article here. I presume he's guilty. I don't know. Somebody killed those people. Mm-hmm. And at which point, you know, then they could take the death penalty off the table. But the judge can't actually take the death penalty, nor could the prosecutor in this circumstance take the death penalty off the table for this, because this isn't her testifying as to whether or not he gets the death penalty. This is her testifying whether or not he retains it, if that makes sense.
So she had said she would be willing to testify if he did not retain the ability to continue on the death penalty.
She said she'd testify if the death penalty wasn't on the table. Here, according to The Independent, prosecutors asked her more than 70 questions on Monday. She refused to answer a single one.
Hmm.
She says, "Do I follow the court's word? Do I follow God's word at the expense of my family and my husband?" She told the judge while sobbing. The Independent reported, "I feel like I was handed a gun, and I was told to point it at Mr. Ray, and the gun might, or might not, have bullets in it. But I'd have to fire it anyway. I can't shoot the gun. I can't shoot the gun," she said, sobbing.
Wow.
So,
you know, here it says Mennonites oppose any form of violence. They've opposed war as conscientious objectors for decades. They oppose hostility among races and classes, abuses of women and children, and violence between men and women, and abortion and capital punishment. They also don't stand for the pledge. I mean, this is a pretty serious...
They have religious convictions, and they stand by them and live by them.
Yeah,
they do. I have a lot of respect for those folks.
And just for people to get cleared up on this, Mennonites... Amish were an offshoot of Mennonites, not vice versa. So you could have Mennonites, which are actually more strict than Amish are. I believe the Schwarzentruber are Mennonites, not Amish. So, that just tells people. And I think Hutterites are similar, but not the same.
So if you want to weigh in, you're certainly welcome to do so. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We got Richard. He's in Washington State listening to KBKW out in Aberdeen. Hello, Richard.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the
air. I disagree on, I think the death penalty is a good deterrent. Otherwise, I would probably be up for prison. There's a few people out there I'd like to put a hole in, believe me.
What if you saw statistics that show that the death penalty is either not a deterrent or not much of a deterrent?
Well, I'll tell you. You ever remember the movie In Cold Blood?
No.
Okay. This is about two guys that ran around, and this is a true story, ran around killing people, and torturing them, and raped a young girl and killed her. And
I'm sure they did terrible things. You don't get the death penalty for singing off key.
And they hung both of them, those two people. They deserved it, believe me.
Look, I'm not here to argue that the people who do these things are deserve it or don't deserve it. I don't lose much sleep over these terrible people that do these terrible things.
Well, I
would, however, say, would you be willing to say that 100% of the people who've been have had the death penalty used against them in the last two decades were all guilty?
No, I won't.
Okay, then
my theory is these days if. There's a guy in prison. There's eight of them in Washington State. One of them raped and murdered a little girl. The governor here decided, Mr. Jay Inslee, the piece of junk, decided, we can't do that to him. Well, you know what? When they got you dead to rights, we don't deal with you. We just put you on trial. Once you're guilty, and if your DNA shows it positive, we aren't bickering with you, buddy.
But you did just admit
your time
So for all the tough talk, though, you did just admit that there are innocent people who've been put to death, right?
Well, I understand that.
Doesn't
and I'm
work,
saying
though, right?
DNA, these days, if DNA shows, points the finger right on you, it's right between your eyes, you're dead.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch the ID channel on television. I've seen so many people get, guys getting life in prison and all this. Hey, I found out years ago. I went to jail for some stupid things. I decided the last time, I like them door handles. I can walk out, reach over, turn the handle, push the bar, whatever. But, people that, if they got you dead to rights, you're dying. I'm not going to
deal
with
that. There are things
like
evidence that was manufactured or not properly processed. I mean, just because DNA exists doesn't necessarily mean that that's a guarantee that somebody is the murderer, right?
Your
DNA could show
that,
up at a murder scene, and you might not have been there for the actual murder.
You hear that all the time, and it could be or couldn't be. But realistically,
but since some people, as you pointed out, some people have been put together or put to death who are innocent, you're totally okay with that. You're okay with killing some innocent people so long as some guilty people die?
Hey, the guilty ones need to go. I'm sorry.
So if it's your son that's put in prison innocently and ends up dead, you're totally fine with that because, you got to break a few eggs.
Well, I would be upset, but what am I going to do?
What are you going to do? You could advocate for not killing innocent people.
I would say that's the first step, right?
Yeah.
So The problem with the death penalty is that the judicial system is not full of angels, right? And until it is, I'm going to advocate against the death penalty because humans make mistakes, and advocating for innocent people to be killed is, to my mind, advocating for murder. That people that, and I used to be a death penalty proponent. There's video out there of me advocating for the death penalty. But I've changed my mind, and the reason that I've changed my mind is because the reason that I want the death penalty is so that innocent people don't die. I cannot advocate for the death penalty because innocent people may die. It's a problem, and all I can say is that the best solution appears to be life in prison because you can always let them out.
I understand that. This state is bitching about it because, it costs too much money to put somebody for the death penalty. You know what?
It sure does.
The money isn't the object. The object
the killing is. You still there?
I don't know, hell.
That's what it's all about, right? I mean, that's what you're all riled up about, right? You want to put people to death.
I think we should have the death penalty.
You want blood flowing through the streets? Bring back the guillotine.
You'd get
watched, wouldn't you?
You know, that's called cruel and unusual punishment.
You'd watch.
Well, frankly, the guillotine, I think, is a more humane way of doing it than anything else.
Cruel and unusual punishment is, to me, is they have the scoop on this guy. They have him. They got dead to rights. He was caught red-handed just from shooting this person. So they bring him in and they tell him, well, we got all the evidence we need against you, and you were caught red-handed, but I'll tell you what, we're going to let you go. And once a smile comes across his face, you shoot him in the back of the head.
You know,
violent fantasies.
I will say that that what you're saying is a cruel and unusual punishment. The last way that a person, if you ask a bunch of people, how do you want to die? None of them are going to say, I want to suffer for 10 years and then finally be put to death.
Do you guys think that these guys are really suffering?
Yeah, absolutely. The death row is suffering. Absolutely.
Mark, you went to prison for 9 years.
Yeah, well, if you keep them in there for 10 to 15 years.
That's where they stay. I mean,
we don't have the fantasy world. So many.
Right. I understand. You're not going to get the fantasy world where we shoot somebody in the back of the head after they get caught red-handed.
Thanks for the call.
I understand that.
All right. I appreciate hearing from you, man. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
The choices I have are what amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. Look. If you were talking about somebody being incarcerated for 2 weeks, getting a trial, not that's fair, a trial that is just, getting a just trial that has the, exact right outcome, and then being put to death after 2 weeks, you're much more likely to have me on your side. Because then, but we don't have angels in the judicial system. They're not right all the time. As a matter of fact, these people will defend a ruling that they know is wrong. That's nuts.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, we got a full hour to go, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird, but if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.